UBS. Phil Review's got a... Sorry, my name's Stephen May. I'm a small shareholder. Phil Review's got a line this morning saying that UBS is holding a large amount of unsyndicated debt that they want to syndicate. I know UBS is also one of our, in the annual report, is one of our substantial shareholders, just over 5%. I think they've announced last month that they've now ceased to be a substantial shareholder. They've been our advisor on the... can you just take us through the actual totality of the relationship with UBS? They're our key advisor. How much debt do we actually owe them? Status
of their shareholding in MFS, and
just can you tell us about the relationship?
Because
it sounds like it's
been
important for us.
Stephen, thank you for coming. I think we finally made it when we did you the one at our AGM, so I feel proud. I think the question had many facets to it, many assumptions to it. I think the proposition is firstly, is UBS a shareholder of MFS? Actually, I don't think UBS on its proprietary account is a shareholder of MFS. I think the range of managed funds which UBS manage for their clients are shareholders of MFS. The last time I looked at the substantial shareholder notice, I didn't see them as an actual shareholder in their own right. We owe UBS about $800 million on the Stellar debt. The Stellar debt is normally recourse to the rest of MFS. That debt was drawn down in about June 29th of this year. Announcements were made to the ASX at about that time. Other than that, I'm not aware of any money we owe UBS. I think the third limit of your question was, what's our advisory relationship with MFS? With UBS. A couple of things. Firstly, I think it was Macquarie who did our biggest capital raising this year in February. But fair to say UBS is one of our closest advisors, but I wouldn't say they're our biggest advisor by any stretch. And they charged me lots of money for their advisory services. And in the completeness of disclosure, took me to the races on Saturday.
What are the terms of the loan? Is it a bridging facility at the 800 million? Are they charging us interest? Are we under pressure to refinance? Is that one of the drivers for the negotiations with CBC to offload a stake in Stellar?
I may be wrong in the year, but the Stellar debt is due in either 2012, 2013 or 2014, so it ain't short term. Its interest rate is an old style private equity interest rate debt. Put another way, it's cheap and couldn't be replaced now. UBS, like Macquarie, like lots of underwriters, underwrite things from time to time. And the whole reason, as you well know, underwriters pay for fees, they're taking risk, and sometimes they get stuck with the risk. In this particular case, UBS has that debt. What they choose to do with that debt, whether they have in fact syndicated it, whether they haven't syndicated it, or how they otherwise manage their affairs, I'm not here to tell you. I don't know.
But say, for instance, at the races on Saturday, do they lean across and say, we'd really like you to proceed with the sale of Stellar because we haven't now syndicated this?
The thematic of your question is, are we under any pressure from UBS to sell or partially sell Stellar? The answer is absolutely not. And there's a number of reasons, which I'm not going to go into whilst that's just not the